Gain the victory over masturbation. A spiritually unhealthy habit, masturbation instills attitudes that foster self-centeredness and corrupt the mind. The footnote reads, "Masturbation is the stroking or rubbing of the genital organs, commonly resulting in orgasm." End of footnote. A masturbator may also grow to view others as mere sex objects, tools for sexual satisfaction. Sex becomes separated from love and is relegated to a reflex that gives momentary pleasure and relieves sexual tension. But that relief is only temporary. In reality, instead of deadening the body's members as respects sexual immorality, uncleanness, and uncontrolled sexual passion, masturbation arouses them. Colossians 3, verse 5. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Beloved ones, let us cleanse ourselves of every defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." 2 Corinthians 7, 1. If you are struggling to heed these words, do not give in to despair. Jehovah is always ready to forgive and to help. Psalm 86, verse 5. Indeed, your self-condemning heart and your efforts to give up the habit, despite occasional relapses, indicate a good attitude. Keep in mind, too, that God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. 1 John 3, verse 20. God sees more than our sins. He sees the whole person. This knowledge enables him to hear with sympathy our earnest pleas for mercy. So never weary of turning to God in humble and earnest prayer, like a child who goes to his father when in trouble. Jehovah will bless you with a cleansed conscience. Of course, you need to take positive steps in harmony with your prayers. For example, you would strive to avoid all forms of pornography as well as bad associates. The footnote reads, "As a practical step in controlling the use of a home computer, many families keep it in a public area. Additionally, some households purchase software that filters out undesirable material. No system, though, is completely reliable." End of footnote. If your problem with masturbation persists, please speak about the matter with a Christian parent or a spiritually mature and caring friend. The footnote reads, "For practical suggestions on how to overcome masturbation, see the article Young People Ask, How Can I Conquer This Habit? In the November 2006 issue of Awake, and pages 178 to 182 of the book Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, Volume 1.